We're here to talk about Shades of White, a collaborative exhibition, but first of all I wanted to take the chance to congratulate you on your third place in the Kaleidoscope section of the Art to Wear a couple of weeks ago, two or three weeks ago.
Thank you, yeah. It was a bust, like always.
Yeah, and I wanted to know how much effort you put in. For people who were there, this was the garment that had buttons, just buttons everywhere, plus also some colour samples for Maltika and things like that at the bottom, I noticed. But how many buttons were involved?
Well, I called it the journey of 1,000 buttons. I never counted them.
Okay, right. But the buttons also ended up on a purse.
Yes.
And on the shoes.
The bracelet, the earrings.
Yes, yeah. Where did you get so many buttons? And they're all the same colour.
All the same colour, good. My husband is an epic collector, and so at 40 years ago in an auction, he was interested in this lovely a wooden box, and he auctioned it, and it was full of white buttons.
Okay, and he's kept it for 40 years.
Yeah.
Was this in New Zealand? Or
no, that was back in Germany.
So he bought it all the way here.
Yeah, so this is why the journey of 1,000 buttons.
Wow.
I used about half. The box is now half empty.
Oh, so you can next time you can use the rest.
No, thank you.
What was the experience like of sewing that many buttons?
Well, I started about in February, I must say, just to play with it. And after 300 buttons, I decided my plan is not going to work, so I had to change tack. And then I told myself I have to either sew or knot or thread 20 buttons a day to get it finished. And the Maltika buttons, of course, also come from my husband's professional.
Yeah.
And they just, I use them as price tags now or as for my ceramic art.
Yeah.
Or I have hundreds of them. So if someone wants Maltika samples or white buttons.
Out of date Maltika samples,
yeah,
probably.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. But they're great, you know.
Yeah, they're, what are they, like little, 4 by 5 centimeter or 4 by 6 centimeter things. Yeah. No. Yeah, that's not interesting. Sorry, my brain. It's a slow morning for my brain.
They're just samples, whatever.
Yeah, yeah. So, all right. So that was really cool. I enjoyed Art to Wear.
Yes, and your lovely daughter.
She was modelling your garment, yes.
Yes, she really owned it. Jordan, you are a star. Thank you.
So it's funny, it does actually cross over because Shades of White is this exhibition we're talking about, which was basically could describe the garment that you made. So when and where is this exhibition, first of all?
Okay, the exhibition starts, we on the poster it says the 17th, but we starting on the 16th, we have an opening night with mulled wine and pizza slices.
Ooh.
We go anti-alcoholic too. I do an anti-alcoholic mulled juice. And the old school, the bar is open like usual.
Yes.
And Shades of White, yes.
So that's Friday.
On Friday, yes. Yeah. So the dates are the official dates, Saturday. It starts at 10 o'clock and that goes through the 30th of this month.
Okay, so a couple of weeks to check it out.
Yeah, so the darkest day of the year. Because we're going into the solstice. And so my idea was with the Shades of White to bring, there's 18 different makers and very good artists, regular artists involved, 2D, 3D artists, fabric.
I thought you were going to say 4D.
We hit over 20 when we do the Christmas exhibition, but 18 is amazing.
No, I was making a stupid joke about 2D, 3D, 4D.
Oh, 4D, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But don't worry about that. I've ruined that now.
Yeah, no. I thought 40, yeah.
Yeah, no, you'd struggle with 40.
Yeah.
So if you start trying to name them, do you have to name them all?
Well, for me... name standing out in the 2D section is Claudia Grutke, who takes part. Jane Galloway sticks out. Hayley Hamilton. I don't want to exclude anybody, but...
We're going to, because it's a boring interview to listen to.
Yeah, exactly.
So
these are really good names, which have a name outside this community. And then, of course... Maren Goodison for ceramics myself.
Yeah.
And there's 8 Glacier members, including okay. myself.
Is there a kind of an unexpected medium that's been used?
The most unusual is fabric.
Yeah.
Because the other one is paint or ceramic.
Yeah.
I would have loved to include light because that would have, but I couldn't find a light artist. But what I actually like is when we floated the idea in the artistic community, there were so many emotions. Some people were very annoyed because we set the scope very narrow.
Oh, yeah.
And some were very excited.
Right. So the scope was, whatever it is, it's got to be white.
Yes.
Or shades of white.
Yeah. So we said it has to be less, not more than 5% a different color.
Okay.
So, but we are very generous. I have no idea. I saw one painting so far. I saw my work, and that's about it. Oh. So on Thursday, work comes into the Old School Art Center, and I start curating with Maren Goodison together. We're curating this exhibition, and we have no idea. And it's this is.
You just got to figure out where you're going to put everything in the exhibition room.
Yeah. Also, no idea what's coming. It's quite I find
you're looking
it
forward
exciting.
To it. I see. Yeah. That's good. Yeah. Yeah. It's good that you're not worried.
No. I mean, the Christmas exhibition is pretty much the same, but it's thousands of items.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's like hard work.
Yeah. Okay. So, but I want to. I have high expectations in for this exhibition. I think it will be exciting, even it's just pretty monochrome, but I feel it will be super exciting.
It is interesting to like narrow things down, and I've seen a lot of musicians talk about the creativity because you can with technology you can have any instrument and do anything these days, and they will deliberately create restrictions. And then they go and try and create within that restriction, and it seems to feed the creative process rather than hinder it.
I totally agree. Mm. I'm personally always feel I'm at my best when I have the least resources.
Yeah, interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, when I have the honey pot, I get very frazzled and distracted.
Yeah,
and when I have a very restricted. Yeah, I'm at my best, really. Yeah.
I look forward to the future, finding it an even more restrictive way.
Well, we see the exhibition has already started discussions about the next one next year. So for me, white, the Shades of White exhibition was triggered. I went to an exhibition in Little Opotiki, and it's on the news now a lot. Last year, and they had a Shades of White exhibition, and I really liked, I totally loved it, to bring different artists together, but have this bonding color scheme. I thought they did it quite good. I'm sure we do it. We take
just
it a notch
well.
Up.
We'll take it a notch up.
I think we take it a notch up because it just sparked so much interest here in the art community.
People like themes. It's a weird thing about the human nature, I think, is we like themes. We like to be able to tie things together.
Yeah. So white for me means it's purity, it's light, it's calm. And I think it just fits into this darkest time frame of the year.
Mm.
So, yes, I'm really looking forward to it. Mm.
Awesome. And there's an artist talk every month at the Old School currently, and you're working this into it as well?
Yes. We on the 22nd at 6 p.m., we open the doors again for an people can look at the exhibition in the evening. And I hope that lots of our participating artists will be there, and we do a Q&A in the gallery.
Yeah.
They can either talk about their pieces or talk about their general work or why they felt they would like to take part and what triggered them. Yeah. And so it's a really good chance to meet lots of interesting people.
Yeah,
and I went there last month with Brody Reynolds, and I felt very inspired. You know,
because I interviewed her, but I didn't get to the talk. So
yeah, no, it was very inspiring, and I went to two artist talks before with Amanda Green and Jean Carbon, and the work gets a total new meaning. Their work, creative process.
Gives you an insight.
Yes. Yeah. I find it exciting.
All right, folks, we're talking to Susanna about the Shades of White, a collaborative exhibition with 18 different artists?
18.
At the Old School, the opening night is this Friday, isn't it? 16th.
Yes.
Is that open to all comers?
Yes.
Okay.
7 o'clock.
Hope everybody fits in. Oh, and also you said to me off there, the artist talk, you're actually going to do that in the exhibition room.
Yes.
Surrounded by the art. Okay. Well, good luck fitting all the art in and all the artists. And
we still have the other room.
If
we run out.
Yeah. Actually, there's plenty of capacity at the Old School. And if 100 people turn up, you can even go upstairs to the creative space.
Exactly.
Which is mostly painted white, I notice as well.
And black.
Yeah, with the black at the other end. Yeah. Very, very fits the theme. Yeah. All right, look, thank you for coming in. Is there anything else you wanted to add, or that was pretty much everything?
Yeah, no, I just want to say, because I think the last time I was here, I probably organized a fundraiser for the creative space.
Yeah, probably, yes.
And I want to thank everybody who was involved or gave good thoughts. The project is a success. It's a very well-used space at the Old School Art Center. It's a real asset to the community, and I think we can all be proud of it. Thank you.
And there is still a little bit of funding to do, isn't there, for that lift that has to be put in?
I think actually the money is there, but it's just to get it. I think the money is there, but Roger would know.
Yeah, I haven't heard anyone doing fundraising. There was a little while ago, but not recently. So, but I can ask Jacqueline the next time I chat with her.
Mm.
All right, thank you for coming
in. Thank you, Aaron. Yeah.